This is Local Views of the News, third time, in September, '09. Well, no sooner had we taken a stab at identifying and defining here on Local Views the radical right-wing characters who have become the voice of the Republicans than a couple of them got their feet and their mouths up to their knees. It took just two words for Joe Wilson to transform himself from Joe Who into, oh, that Joe Wilson, the South Carolina congressman who shouted, "You lie," as President O spoke to a joint session of Congress. Actually, to the people who've been doing all the shouting on the radio and in the town hall meetings, Wilson is their equivalent of Muntadhar al-Zaidi, who got out of jail this week after serving his time for throwing his shoes at W in Baghdad last December. The voices of the elephants regard Obama with approximately the same degree of respect, and Wilson is their new folk hero. Never mind that the prez happened to be telling the truth at that moment. It's all about style, and shout 'em down is the style du jour among Republicans. For the ultimate neo-Republican style, we have to go with Open Mike Duval, late of the California State Assembly, and the latest Republican to step on his own membership in the Family Values Club. Many politicians have survived worse sex scandals than bragging like a vulgar schoolboy in front of a live microphone, but Duval packed his grip and beat it back to Orange County before the dust even settled. That's because he named names, and the names were those of a couple lobbyists employed by companies for which Duval could do favors. All this time, we thought lobbyists were guys who wined and dined legislators and slipped them envelopes full of cash in exchange for influence and votes. How naive and provincial we've been. Duval may be a sleaze, but he's not fool enough to stick around answering questions about sex for votes. Tough break. He won't find another job with that kind of benefit package. Compare Duval to another famous Republican transgressor, Joe Wilson's South Carolina colleague, Governor Mark Sanford. He's still hanging on despite loud calls for his resignation, but he claims the woman for whom he forsook his family values was the great love of his life. That's way too romantic and reflective for today's forward-looking, fashionable Republican. To be a real minority leader today, you have to be ready to shout exactly the right remark when the perfect opportunity presents itself. Men like Mike Duval and Joe Wilson really know when the on-air light is lit. Sarah Palin can only wish she had their leadership skills. In keeping with our semi-regular coverage of rapid-fire electronic developments, especially the more outrageous, whimsical, and just plain preposterous ones, here are a couple of stunning leaps forward for human civilization. First, a company called Music Intelligence Solutions is selling software and other services which it claims can take the guesswork out of making a hit record. By cataloging millions of measurable facts about millions of songs, this company says you don't need a good ear to pick the hits nor to record them. All you need is an algorithm. Maybe this isn't such a bad idea. A radio station programmed by a piece of software is sure to sound better than one programmed by an advertising salesman. And from Brazil, an idea long overdue. The National Senate has approved a bill to allow divorce from the filing to the final decree over the Internet. Just log on, answer all the questions, say we did but we don't know more, and the end of holy matrimony can be yours with the stroke of a key. One step closer to getting government out of the marriage business entirely. If you need a computer to get a divorce, or to know what music you want to hear, then you might be a candidate for a place called Restart in Fall City, Washington. It claims to be the first residential facility in the U.S. for the treatment of Internet addiction. Are you powerless over the ever-increasing time you spend online? Have you repeatedly tried and failed to stop? Is it ruining your job and your relationships? Are you lying about it to your friends and family? Get the help you need at the beautiful and serene 5-acre campus of Restart, where the friendly, supportive, professional staff will guide you back to life in the analog world. Restart has 6 beds, but according to the Associated Press, only 1 taker so far. But Internet rehab is reported to be big business in some Asian countries. This could be the greatest new development in the 12-step business since sex addiction. And that's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you this commentary doesn't necessarily stare at the screen for KVMR, its management staff or contributors. Email mark@caloki.com.